All right, Sefer Shoftim, chapter 5, Devorah's Song. We're just finished learning about the battle between Sisera and the Canaan, Sisera with his Canaan, and Barak and his forces under the leadership of Devorah, and the death of Sisera at the hands of Yael. And then the previous parak concludes that the Jewish people quashed the rest of the Canaan under them, and this leads us into chapter 5, Devorah's Song. The parak begins, Vakoshar Devorah uvarak ben Avinoam bayom ahu leimor. And Devorah and Barak, the song of Avinoam, saying on that day as follows. Now I'm going to read a few psukim, and then we'll come back and try to put them together. There's really two approaches in the Rishonim as to what her introductory remarks are about. Two very different approaches. So she says, "Bifroa piraos the Yisrael, when he paid off payment in Israel, bisnadev am, when the nation donated, baruchu Hashem, they blessed Hashem." Shimu Melachim, listen kings, Hazinu Rosnim, give ear, leaders, Anochi La Hashem, I am for Hashem, Anochi Yashira, I will sing, Azamer La Hashem, I will sing to Hashem, Elokei Yisrael, the God of Israel. Hashem, B'tzeitcha Miseir, Hashem, when you went out from Seir, B'tzadcha Misei Edom, when you took steps from the fields of Edom, Eretz Ra'asha, the land shuddered. Gam Shamayim Natafu, also the heavens dripped. Gam Avim Natsumayim, also the clouds dripped water. Harim Nazlu Mipnei Hashem, the mountains dripped from before Hashem. Zeh Sinai, this is Sinai. Mipnei Hashem Elokei Yisrael, because of before God, Hashem the God of Israel. So, maybe we'll hold it there for now and try to examine these psukim. So there's really two divergent approaches to what these psukim are talking about. We're going to start with the approach of Rashi, which is really based on the Targum Yonashon Ben Uziel. So Devorah sings. Pasuk Beis says, "Yisroa piraos beYisrael." When he paid off payment, debt in Israel. So Rashi explains that it comes from the word pirtza, which is like a hole, damage. When Hashem damaged Israel, a breach, thank you. Breaches in Israel that the other nations caused breaches in Israel, then Bisnadev Am, then the nation had a donated, as in they turned towards Hashem and they did tshuva, baruchu Hashem, now let's bless Hashem for the salvation. Exactly. So right. So Rashi's telling us that she's really introducing the background to the miracle that occurred to them. How did we get there? What led to this? So she's saying that it began that when Klal Yisrael went astray, they abandoned the Torah, then Throah approached the Yisrael, Hashem made payments to Israel, he paid them for it, he punished them for it, he made pirtzos, he made breaches, then Bisna Devam, then they did tshuva, and were saved, Baruch Hashem, and on that day praised Hashem. Then he continues, the next pasuk, Shimu Melachim Hazinu Rosnim. Listen, kings, give ear. So, here, again, the Targum Yonasan going with this approach of Rashi is he explains that she's talking to the kings and she's telling them, listen kings, listen leaders, give ear. It's not because of you that these that you were able to overcome Israel at the beginning, that you were able to rule over Israel, to oppress them. It's not because of you, it's because of what I'm mentioning. It's because of the sins of Klal Yisrael that this happened. The way Targum Yonatan, lo b'cheilaschon, v'lo b'kvaraschon, it's not from your army, it's not from your strength that you overcame Israel. It's before Hashem that I'm talking, Anochi LaHashem, I'm praising Hashem. All this was brought about by Hashem. Right. So that's basically Rashi's approach. The I want to share with you something from the Chidah. So the nice thing about these two prakim, this little piece here, is that it's a Haftorah. The Haftorah Parshas B'Shalach. And there are numerous Svarim written by Achronim just on Haftorahs. So you kind of get a little extra commentary. So I'm going to draw on that a little bit today. So the Chidah has a sefer called Savarei Shalal on the Haftorahs. And so on this pasuk, he explains that this pasuk is hinting to that which the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, that it's out of Hashem's love for us that He pays us back slowly. He doesn't hit us hard in one shot. It's a slow punishment. And therefore, so besides for that, that makes it a little bit easier to bear, but it also gives us a chance to do tshuva. It can be ma'orer us, it can awaken us to tshuva. The slow experience of punishment will awaken us, give us a chance to do tshuva before it's completely carried out. Like if He hits us hard in one shot, then we get the brunt of it, we don't even have a chance to do tshuva. But if we get a little bit, so it inspires us, when things go wrong, so we turn to, we have to have introspection and think about how we can improve, why is this happening to us, and do tshuva. So that's the advantage of the way that Hashem deals with Klal Yisrael. He pays back slowly, right? Other nations, He'll hit them with the brunt of it in one shot, but Klal Yisrael, He pays back slowly. That's why it says be Yisrael, it's Davka Yisrael, that Hashem has this hanhaga, this way of dealing with us. And the result is Biznadevam, that it causes us to do tshuva. So on that, on all this, on the way that Hashem deals with us, that Hashem dealt with us in the fashion that's the midah that he deals with Klal Yisrael. So on that, the pasuk finishes Baruch Hu Hashem. We should bless Hashem. We should praise Hashem for that. So that's really essentially Rashi's Targum Yonatan's approach. Yisrael is referring to the punishment that Klal Yisrael experienced, caused us to do tshuva, and Devorah is giving the background to how this all began. Other Rishonim, the Mitzvah David, the Mitzvah Sion, the Radak, they all learn that, no, this, she's starting with the praise right away. She doesn't even discuss what happened to Klal Yisrael. Before Prose to Yisrael, when He paid back payment on behalf of Klal Yisrael, when He avenged us, the oppression that we had, Binikom Nikomos, they say, when He avenged us, when He took revenge on our behalf, so then, this Nadiv, what was the way, how did He cause this to occur? This Nadiv He caused us to be Misnadiv. He caused us to go to war. to donate ourselves, to put ourselves out there, right? We mentioned in the past that it wasn't necessarily easy to rally all these soldiers to fight the great army of Sisera. We're going to learn a little bit more about how weak we were. We've seen the Shira that the 10,000 men, we're going to talk about how many of them weren't even armed. So it was very frightening, but Hashem inspired us, put it in our heart, this Nadev Am, that we should be misnadev, that we should go forth and put ourselves out there, risk our lives to go to war against Sisera. And then she says, and for that, right, Baruch Hu Hashem, we should bless Hashem for putting us, for inspiring us, for causing us to enter the battle. And then she says, Shimu Melachim Hazinu Rosim, listen, kings, give ear, leaders. She's telling them, listen, that you're afraid to fight Klal Yisrael anymore. Hashem is on our side. Anochi la Hashem, I am for Hashem, we are for Hashem. We're fighting in Hashem's army, so you should be warned not to mess with us. The way the Malbim says it, Anochi la Hashem, is that I am to Hashem is saying, I see that this was from Hashem. So one approach that we just mentioned, Anochi la Hashem, is you should be afraid because we are for Hashem, we are Hashem's army, we serve Hashem, and therefore we have merit, so you should be warned against us. The Malbim's approach is a little bit different. Anochi la Hashem is I recognize that this victory came only from Hashem. The Dubna Magid has a sefer on that Torah. It's not mashal. It's just a sefer, and it's just a payer. So he was not only a Magid, but he was also, along with a great Talmud Chacham. So he has a very interesting piece on this pasuk that I want to share with you. I don't believe so. I had never heard of the sefer until I came across it. It's called Kochav Miyakov. The Dubna Magid's name was Rabbi Yaakov Kran. So he writes, I believe he was a Talmud of the Vilna Gaon. So the Magid writes that if we want to really understand this pasuk, the statement of Anochi Lashem, we have to first understand what does the word Anochi mean. What is the difference between the word Anochi and the word Ani? How are they used differently? So he explains that the way you use the word Ani is, for example, let's say you come from a faraway place and nobody knows you, nobody's ever heard of you. So when they ask you, who are you? So you say, Ani Ploni from Ear Ploni. You say, I am so-and-so. That's Ani. But if, let's say, this person was a famous person that everybody had heard of, famous name, but they just didn't know what he looked like. They'd never seen his face. So he comes to the city, and they say, who are you? So that's where he uses the word Anochi. He says, Anochi Ploni, right? I'm the famous, the one that you know. I'm the person that you know. That's what the word Anochi means. It's really just identifying yourself as someone that they've already heard of. So, for example, when Shmuel Hanavi first meets Shaul, he introduces himself as Anochi Haroeh. I am the Roeh. I'm the Navi. That's, you know the Shmuel Hanavi. That's me. I'm Shmuel Hanavi. They knew this Roeh. They had heard of Shmuel Hanavi, but they didn't know him by face. So when he encountered them, he introduced himself with the word Oh, no. Let's follow this a little bit more. So he says, Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu was the first one to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the Borei Olam. The Medrash says, famous Medrash, Mashal Le'echad Shaya Over Mimakom Lemakom. The marshal of someone who's traveling, the Ra Bira Achas Salekis, he saw a castle, a tower, and it was lit. It was obviously, you know, occupied. Omar, he said, Tomar Shabira Zubalom Anig, will you say that there's nobody who runs this castle? It's built, it's operating. It's all about Abira. The owner of the castle saw him and looked down on him, and he said, "Ani hu bal habira, I'm the owner of the bira," introducing himself for the first time. The Medrash continues, "Kach l'fishaya Avinu Avram Amar." So too, that was the marshal. The same thing happened with Avram Avinu. Tomar sha'olam hazeh b'lamangig. He looked at the world. He said, "Could it be that there's nobody running this world?" Hitzitz Olam HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to him, the Amar Lo, and said to him, Ani hu ba'al ha'olam, I am the owner of this world. That's the Medrash. And he uses the word Ani because he's introducing himself for the first time. He's never met him before. What?
Hashem's not just anybody.
No, but Avraham Avinu is first encountering him. When you encounter someone for the first time, you never heard of this person, so the way you introduce yourself is Ani. However, however, he says similarly, another example of that is we say, V'yadu Mitzrayim ki ani Hashem. Hashem will bring Makos, V'yadu Mitzrayim ki ani Hashem, and Mitzrayim will know that I am Hashem, as in they'll meet me for the first time, because Mitzrayim didn't know of Hashem. However, once HaKadosh Baruch Hu had introduced himself to Avram, so after that we find that he says, Al Tira Avram, Anochi Maginla. I will guard you, I the one that you already know.
Is that the only time when he's talking to Avram, where he says Ani?
I don't know. I didn't go through, but he says that if you go through all the psukim, you'll see that this rule fits. He's going to give a few more examples. I'm sure there will be some that are more difficult to fit in this rule, but it's a general rule. Another example. Vayitzchak, it says, Vayomer Elav Hashem. Vayera Elav Hashem. Vayomer Anochi Elokei Avraham Avicha. I am the God of Avram, your father. And again, he uses the word Anochi because he's introducing himself as the one that your father taught you about. I'm Elokei Avram Avicha. I am the one that your father told you all about. That's me. Right, you know about me already. The same thing with Yaakov. Sorry, with Moshe Rabbeinu, we find. Anochi Elokei Avicha Elokei Avram. Again, Hashem introduces himself. It's Anochi, I am the God of your father, the God of Avram, the one that you have heard of. The rule being, again, that here he defines it slightly differently. He says that here's the clout. Anytime Hashem is identifying himself, connecting himself to something known already, so then he says the word Anochi. Meaning to say, I'm the one who's known, the one who you know is all able, so when he does it, also when he does a great act, so he says, Anochi Shaleach Alchem Es Eliyahu, I will send you Eliyahu, I the one that you know this is something that's going to come. So I'm the one who's the one that you know is going, you know that I'm going to do it, I'm the one that you've heard of. Gives another couple of examples. And then he says, so coming back to Devorah, so Devorah says, Anochi la Hashem, I am for Hashem. So what's he saying? So what she's trying to say is that I'm Devorah, I'm the famous leader of Klal Yisrael, right? So if that is Yisrael, I'm the famous judge of Israel. I'm just like you. Listen, kings, listen, leaders. I'm just like you. I'm a great leader. But even still, even though Anochi, even though I'm the famous one, I'm the famous Devorah, I am La Hashem. I am for Hashem. I recognize that this is all from Hashem. Anochi Hashem, Anochi Ashira, I will sing to Hashem, because I recognize, despite me being this great leader, just like you, King, but I recognize that all this is from Hashem, and so too, you should recognize it as well. You should recognize that all that happens is from Hashem, and when you have Hatzlacha, when you are successful, it's Hashem that you have to thank. He looks like he added in after this another example of this Anochi rule. So he says that we find that when Yaakov Avinu goes to his father for the bracha, right, the Mirma, he goes secretly pretending to be Esav. So Yitzchak asks Yaakov, Miata Bini, who are you, my son? So how does he answer? He answers, Anochi Esav Bechoreva. He identifies himself. I am Esav, your son, the one that you know of. That's me, Anochi. However, at the end, he asks him again. He's not right. Yitzchak is a little suspicious. He says, "Ha'atah zeh b'ni Esav? Are you really my son Esav?" Vayomer ani. And he said, "I am." So why over there does he use ani? It seems to be the same thing, identifying himself. You know, he should use anochi. He's identifying himself as someone that's already known. So he says the rule is that once that person is already identified that that's who we're talking about, so then you don't need to use the word anochi anymore. So since Yitzchak already said, are you Esav? So he had already identified who we're discussing, so then you don't have to say anochi, I am the Esav, right? No, it's already on the table already who we're talking about, so then you can. So then it's proper to use the word ani. So
much to try to convince Yaakov that he really was Esav, or he said Anochi, because you would think maybe he should have said Ani to begin with.
Anochi's almost like a bigger lie.
Yeah.
Anochi is like, I'm
Esav. Yeah, for sure. Right, also he was
well,
pretending
if he would have
to be
said what?
He should have said Ani.
Would it be different than Anochi Esav?
I think if he would have said Anochi Esav,
he did say. At the beginning or at the end?
At the end.
At the end.
I'm talking about,
said, so this
I'm talking about the beginning. Yeah. Why did...
Wait, he said Esav said Anochi.
Wait, 1 second. Back to the beginning. Yitzchak asked, Mi Ata Bini, who are you? And
yeah.
He answers, you can't just use the word Anochi or Ani, you have to say Esav, right? You have to say who he is.
So
he says Anochi Esav because he's identifying, I am the Esav that you know about.
Right. So I'm just saying, I think, I'm not sure, but I mean,
you're saying the end, I was questioning.
1 second,
beginning.
Start with him, go for it.
At the end, when he says that, ultimately,
he says, are you Esav?
Right, ultimately, Yaakov is not Esav, right?
Right.
He's not telling the truth.
Right.
So, and if you have the choice of saying either Anochi Esav or Ani Esav.
At the beginning or at the end? At the end, he just says, Ani.
Okay.
It doesn't even say Esav.
Okay, fine.
So already Rashi, I think, says there, I think, points out that, you know, Ani, I am, you know, I forget exactly how he says it, but already that was a way of not lying as much.
Right. That's
so,
exactly what I was thinking. I was thinking that at the end, you would say the word Anochi.
Uh-huh.
Almost like saying, authoritatively, I am what Esav. Kind of a more emphatic way of proclaiming that he's the person.
Okay, so good. So we're adding.
Yeah, no, I was thinking, right.
But that doesn't answer my question, like you said in the beginning. Was it because The one says this was more emphatic, the trick, Yakko?
I mean, it could just be that the proper way of saying it.
Because if he was pretending, then he really wasn't a Anoki, so he should have said Ani.
I mean, I don't know if it would make sense. I think that at that moment, you know, that's the way that you speak. That's what we're saying. We're saying the way that you say, I am that person that you've heard of, is you say the word Anochi. So I don't know if it was like a choice, you know, that's just how you speak. And so he says that based on this, we find when Hashem deals with Klal Yisrael, at the beginning he introduces himself. He says, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Tzitzicha, Yisrael Tzidibra. That's like his introduction. So again, we've heard of him already. So he can say, I am that Hashem. But then after that, he could go back to being Ani, because then it's already on the table, because it's already out there who he is, and then he could, like, Ani Hashem Elokechem, at the end of Shema, then you go back to Ani. Have to really go through it carefully to see all the different Anochis and Anis, try to fit it in. But again, just back to us, Devorah saying Anochi, because he's saying, even though I am the, you know, the great leader of Klal Yisrael, but still Hashem, still I recognize, even though I'm the famous leader, still I recognize that this is Hashem, that all of this is from Hashem. Okay. So she says, I am Hashem. Anochi Ashira, I will sing. Anochi Adamer Hashem. Then again, another type of singing Hashem. Elokei Yisrael. This is Peshala. So the Malbim discusses what is the difference between Ashira and Azamer. What's he saying here? So the Malbim says that they both mean to sing, but one of them, Azamer, is like a greater level of praise than Shira. We always find it's like a build-up. There's Ashira Vazamra. So he gives some examples, right? I think we say in Sukkah de Zimra at times. Yeah, Ashira Vazamra. We always find Shira before Zemer. Zemer is like a greater level of song, a greater level of praise. That's a hard topic in general. Ozzy Bezimrach. It's a good question. I don't think so. I mean, it's Ozzy Bezimrach God from the same show as Zemer, but I think it's used to mean something else there. So that's the rule that the Malbim sets out, that Zemer is a higher madrega than Shira. And he says, Elokei Yisrael, that term, the God of Israel, what does that mean? When do we use that? So we use that when we're referring to a moment of extra hashkacha practice on Klal Yisrael. When Hashem does something specific for Klal Yisrael that shows that he has a special hashkacha on Klal Yisrael, so that's where we use the term Elokei Yisrael. And as opposed to Hashem is just his regular Hashem's general rulership of the world. So the way he breaks it up, Anochi Ashira Azamer, he learns that Ashira is going on Hashem, and Azamer is going on Elokei Yisrael. So Ashira, because he's Hashem, he's the Borei Olam, he runs everything, the general Hashkacha Klalis, general Hashkacha of the world, That's, for that already, a hero last time. But then an extra madriga, an extra level of song is Azamer Lashem. I will give this extra level Elokei Yisrael. For when Hashem is Elokei Yisrael, when he acts with us with his Hashkacha Pratis, he gives a special attention, a clear miracle for Klal Yisrael. So then we invoke the term, as first of all, Azamer, this extra level of praise, and also Elokei Yisrael, which shows Hashem, which represents Hashem's Hashkacha.
When you say the bracha for Hashem does a miracle for you, does it say okay?
What, a Gomel?
No, not a Gomel. You know what, you pass on.
Well, that's not a Shira. It doesn't say either one.
Well, it says that. Yeah.
Right. But I'm saying it doesn't say Shira or Zemer. It's not a Shira. It's not.
No, but
it's a bracha.
Elokai represents Hashem's...
Are you asking, do we say the words Elokai Yisrael?
Yeah. Elokai, whatever.
I mean, we say Elokai no Melech Olam.
So that's covering...
I mean, we say Elokai
here. Yeah. I think that's what it represents.
I mean,
right. Elokeinu means our God, and you're supposed to think when you say that word, like, my God. Like,
that would be so you're supposed to think the process in
that name. Yes. Yes. Rabbi Yonatan Aishit has another approach to these psukim, to Shimu Malachim Hazinu Rosnim Anofi Lashem Anofi Akira. He says we can understand it based on a Chazal, the Gemara and Sota. The Gemara says, because David said, Zemiros hayu li chukecha, he was punished. He said that your chukim, your Torah, was like Zemiros to me. He says that in Tehillim. Says the Gemara that David was punished for this. That, he forgot something that even children know. The story the Gemara is talking about is by Uzzah. Uzzah was the person who touched the Aron and died when they were bringing it to Yerushalayim. Basically, I think what happened was David HaMelech had the Aron put in a wagon, and that apparently was the wrong thing to do because the pasuk says "Bakasei Tiso," they should carry on their shoulders. Even children know, you know, Torah Shabbat, Torah Shabbat. They know that the first pasuk to carry on your shoulders. Why did David miss this halacha? He was being punished because he said "Miro Shayuli Chukecha." He called the Torah a zemer. So, ask the only thing I've said. I don't understand. We just read in yesterday's parashas Vayelech. The pasuk says, commands us to write a sefer Torah. The ata kisvu lachem es hashira hazot. Write down this shira, referring to Hazinu, but also referring to the whole Torah. It calls the Torah a shira. So why is David being punished for calling the Torah a zemer, if the Torah itself calls the Torah a shir, it also calls it a song?
Going to this is a top of trouble.
All right.
But it's higher than shir.
So what's the difference? So the only thing I have just explained, that a shira, again, it's not necessarily going to be, it's not the same as the Malbim. It's going to be arguing on the Malbim. He says, okay, I mean, you may be able to reconcile them, but it's a different approach. He explains that a shira is a shevach and a tehila to Hashem. It's a praise of Hashem to tell people of Hashem's might. That's what a shira is. That's Shiras Yamsuf. We're describing Hashem's might. A zemer is a tefillah. It's a prayer. that Hashem should destroy the Shayim, save us. That's a Zemer, a request. So on that he was punished for calling the Torah a Zemer, because we know that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu carries out din against the Goyim, against the Gentiles, so his name is great, Shimon is Gadel. It's a Kiddush Hashem, and on that, he's referred to Hashem, Elkei Yisrael, Hashem, the God of Israel, because when he carries out punishment, so then his name is great. Oh, look, Hashem, the God of Israel, has saved them, carrying out punishment against their enemies.
And that fit in with the Medrash there, with the Malachim were happy when he was killing the Mitzrim, and Hashem said to him, why you...
Nice to Yodai Tovim the Yom. Your question is that why weren't they allowed to sing?
Yeah, it seems to be contradicting what you're saying. Hashem was not happy with the Malachim.
I mean, but it still makes the Kiddush Hashem.
It makes the Kiddush Hashem, but the Malachim wants to sing. Hashem said, why are you singing there like creatures are drowning?
I have to think about it a little bit. I feel like there's some... I don't think it's a problem, but I have to think about it. I have to look at that idea of where how we apply it. Like, we sing as Yashas. I don't remember how... The Malachim weren't allowed to sing, but maybe so we were. I don't remember exactly. So he says... This is what Devorah was saying, Anochi Lashem, Anochi Ashira, meaning Lashem Ashir, as in I'll give him Shvachu Tehila, and Lelokei Yisrael Azamer, and to Lelokei Yisrael, to this Midah of Azamer, that I daven a tefila for the continued destruction of Rishayim. So on that she uses the word Azamer, that I will use this type of zemer, this type of prayer, Hashem Elokei Yisrael, to Elokei Yisrael, to the one whose name becomes great from those actions. Just to try to put it together. So Ashira represents Shvach and Tehila. The Torah is called Shira. It's a praise for Hashem. The Azemer represents a Tehila for the destruction of Rishayim. Apparently, doesn't explain why, but that is a problem to refer to the Torah as a Zemer because of that. However, and that's David HaMelech is punished for calling it the Torah a Zemer. However, to fit into this pasuk, so she says, Anochi Ashira, I will sing, I will praise Hashem for his greatness. And also, as Zamer Hashem Elokei Yisrael, I will have Zamer, I will daven for destruction of Rishayim. Maybe she did already, or she's going to continue to do it. But and there she invokes again the name Elokei Yisrael, as in the name of the God of Israel, which becomes great with the destruction of the enemies of Israel. So two approaches to this, the Malbim and the Avos Yonason, or Yonason Eibshitz. Then the Malbim said that Ashira and Azamir is levels of song. Azamir is a level up from Ashira. So she says Ashira la Hashem, she uses the word la Hashem for his general hashtacha klalis. Is the way he rules the world, he's the Borei Olam. But then a step up of Azamer, she raises her level of praise for when she's talking about Elokei Yisrael, the Hashtacha Pratis, like Hashem saved Klal Yisrael. So there she steps it up a notch and uses the word Azamer. And then we have Rabbi Elman Shlomo Eibshitz, who's saying that Ashira means a praise. It's a song of praise. And so first she praises Hashem for the victory. And then she invokes Azamer, which is more of a song of Tila for the destruction of Rishayim. That,
according to that opinion, why do we go out? We sing, you know, Friday night.
It's a good question.
Zero.
I think he's making a point here also. I didn't notice this, but I think he's right. He's saying that it comes from the same word as Zomer means to prune. Right? In Hilchos Shabbos, we talk about Zomer v'tzarecho etzim. Can you, are you allowed to prune a bush on Shabbos? Is it planted? Is it planted? That's what the word Zomer means. So he's saying the word Zemer comes from that word to prune. He's saying that Hashem, you know, cuts off the Rishayim. That's what a Zomer means. It's a prayer that Hashem should cut off the cut off the evildoers and therefore create a Kiddush Hashem in the world. I don't know. It's a good question. Right. Other contexts where we do use the word Zemer, heroes on Shabbos, whatever. Right? So, I don't know. He says that the word Hashem, or he says that he doesn't talk specifically about Hashem, but he says that Elokei Yisrael is that when Hashem's name is Mishgadel, is increased in the world, so then that's when we use the word Elokei Yisrael. It's obvious he's the God of Israel. His name has been glorified with the death of Rishayim and the destruction of Rishayim, and now it's clear that he is Elokei Yisrael. Okay. I think we're going to hold it here.